I think many now in our society have come to know family members or families who have Down syndrome children or Down syndrome adults. Do we know really about their challenges? The more we grow close to people like that, I think the more we understand. We're trying to do that a bit today. October is National Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and we're talking with advocates, mothers, and family members who work to improve the quality of life for their Down syndrome loved ones. And we asked the question about our society. Do we do a good job of equipping Down syndrome children or adults with resources or their parents for that matter? Or do we still overlook those among us with developmental disabilities? It's a good conversation today with Sue Vitton and Brittany Curl. You'll learn more about them as we continue on. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Subscribe. You can catch us on Facebook as well or voicesofmontana.com on the website. Feel free to contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Let's welcome Sue Vitton. She is representative, House Leadership, House District 56, and as I talked about, the mother of a Down syndrome child who has become probably, 25 years ago, Sue, you became an advocate for Down syndrome. Good morning. Are you well?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Appreciate that. How did you, I would assume, being the mother of a Down syndrome child, that's how you really got involved in advocacy for Down syndrome.
You know, having Jake 25 years ago certainly opened up our family to an incredible number of opportunities that we never knew existed and networks that we never knew existed. So, yes, he has certainly spurred myself and the rest of my family on to some really interesting and exciting avenues.
In fact, it got you into politics.
It sure did. Back in 2009, Jake was very excited, as most young folks are, to take hunter safety. And lo and behold, he completed the class, did a terrific job, but was unable to pass the written exam. And even if the exam was read to him, he couldn't articulate the required safety procedures that we knew that he knew, but just couldn't pass. So when we asked the hunter safety folks, well, what do we do now? They said, well, you better pass the law because there's nothing else we can do to get your son a hunter safety certificate. Well, then Senator, legislator Elsie Arnson was reached out to us, and she offered to carry some legislation that would allow for a person with a developmental disability to obtain a provisional hunter safety certificate. And that was our entry into politics. It made its way through the entire political process at the legislature in 2009 and was signed by then Governor Schweitzer. And Jake has been a proud and capable hunter ever since. So that was kind of our and my entry into the political world.
Yeah, and what excitement for the family to have success in this regard. So I'm just going to follow up. When did Jake bag his first deer or elk or moose?
His first kill was an elk, actually. And
wow.
He's taken elk, deer, and I will say that his high school graduation gift was a bear hunt, and I have an awesome video of him taking a black bear on a hunt. So that's some pretty exciting stuff.
That is so cool that we've afforded those opportunities where they didn't exist before. How many more opportunities are out there that should exist that don't exist now that we can address for Down syndrome children?
Sure. I mean, really, folks with Down syndrome want to be treated like any other citizen. They have hopes and dreams. They want to play sports, which Jake was fortunate to participate and be a part of teams at Huntley Project High School and at Lockwood during his middle school years. They want jobs. They want to live independently. They want to a lot of times they want to get married and have a family. So all of those opportunities should be and for the most part are available to folks with Down syndrome, but it's not easy to access those opportunities.
Yeah, yeah, I like the want to, and then I guess help us understand, and forgive me if I'm not educated on this topic, but can they? So they want to, can they?
Sure. I mean, every individual is different. Just like the general population, everyone has different attributes and skills, strengths and weaknesses. So do folks with Down syndrome. Jake happens to be a very athletic and physical young man. He has a terrific work ethic. And there's other folks with Downs that are very musical or very socially engaged. Everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. So, you know, we have just spent our life and Jake's life trying to help him with his strengths and with his weaknesses so that he can be a contributing member of our community.
I'm going to come back and talk more about the challenges families face, maybe some of the things the public can do, some of those victories as well, and learn more. It is National Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and Sue Vinton is with us. She is a representative for House District 56. A bit later on, Brittany Curl, the founder and CEO of Casey's Dream, will join us. First, let's catch up with headlines. Here is Dawn Elliott.
General season is here. In 2021, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will continue CWD surveillance in specific priority surveillance areas in northwestern, north central, southwestern, and south central Montana. If you harvest a deer, elk, or moose in these areas, please stop at a CWD sampling station for free testing. For station locations, assistance with sampling your animal, and proper carcass disposal, visit fwp.mt.gov/CWD.
We cover some territory here on Down syndrome. A bit later on, Brittany Curl will join us from Casey's Dream. And as I mentioned earlier, that is a program where there are residences where Down syndrome adults can live independently. It's pretty cool. But we need to learn a little bit more, too, and Sue Vinton is with us here, an advocate, representative of House District 56 in Montana, the mother of Jake, who is a Down syndrome adult now, and excuse me. So cool that you're joining us, Sue. I appreciate that. You know, we kind of talked about challenges and opportunities. I want to cover some of the basics here, too. You know, medically, I've mentioned, you know, it's just one extra chromosome that does this. Are there treatments? What's the prognosis for Down syndrome children?
Sure, Tom. Well, you know, some folks with Down syndrome do share some medical conditions, whether it be maybe some heart issues, maybe some certain illnesses or conditions that they're more susceptible to. But for the most part, they need to be treated like any other individual. Now, you know, that leads me to one piece of legislation that I was happy to co-sponsor this past legislative session, and it was carried by Senator Tom Jacobson out of Great Falls. It was legislation to prohibit an organ donation agency from discriminating against an individual with a disability. And what that means is that if an individual needs an organ transplant, that their disability cannot be used to eliminate them from receiving that organ donation.
Oh, I appreciate that. We don't need means testing when it comes to these kinds of procedures.
Sure. And you know, my first thought when I heard about that legislation was, well, is that really happening? And fortunately in Montana, no, it's not. But it has happened in other states. And we just wanted to make sure that this law was in place so that at some critical, God forbid, you know, horrible situation that a family finds themselves in, that they don't have to overcome any hurdles such as that.
Did that bill move along?
It did. It was signed by the governor and is in place. And I was pleased about that. I was equally pleased. I heard you talking earlier today about a hand up or targeting the front end of programs so that people receive assistance really without becoming a burden on our society. And Representative Fred Anderson carried some legislation that would allow certain students with special needs to remain in our K-12 education up to the age of 21. And this allows those individual students to receive more assistance to prepare them for life after high school.
You know, the follow-up question here, we probably won't have time to get into it completely here, but we talk about medical treatment. What about societal treatment? How have you seen progress or regress when it comes to society's reaction to inclusion for Down syndrome children?
You know, I think that we are making progress, and it's wonderful to see. You know, when I think back to individuals with Downs that maybe were born, you know, in the 50s and those that are born now, the opportunities have increased exponentially. There are still some challenges. Many folks with Downs have difficulty with speech. So, you know, job opportunities need to be tailored to overcome that certain challenge. Additionally, what we found in our family, transportation is an issue. Jake can't drive. We live out in the country. So when he was with us, it really fell on us to transport him.
All right, stand by, Sue. We're going to take a break, and we'll come on back with more in a bit.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
It's more important than ever to get your seasonal flu shot this year, because COVID-19 and the flu will be circulating at the same time. Protect yourself, your loved ones, your community, including Montana's essential workers, against the flu, and get your flu shot. Everyone 6 months and older should get their flu shot every year. And remember to wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands. Come on, Montana, let's fight flu together.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
Thank you for being here. Hope you're well. It is two decades strong, working on three. That objective perspective from the Northern News Network, Voices of Montana. Casey's Dream upcoming here as well. Sue Vinton still on the line. We'll talk more about Down syndrome. A reminder, tomorrow is Open Phones Thursday. And then Friday, we're going to talk about a little bit about, there are two huge proposals out there for fairgrounds restoration and renovation for a couple of Montana's major communities, Missoula and Billings. And so we're going to line up and talk about some of those proposals as well. You know, the big economic impact for our fairgrounds, on our economy and things like that. So that's upcoming here. And then just a bit more as we talk, you know, about Down syndrome, as it's National Down Syndrome Awareness Month. And we talked a little bit early on as we set this up about it's just one extra chromosome here too. There is no cure for Down syndrome. It's education mostly a lot for the parents, but as much for the child as well. And about one is a 0.1% of our population, experiences Down syndrome. It's a condition, not a disease. Sue Vinton is with us again here to Sue. Thank you again for being here. As I mentioned, the mother of a Down syndrome child, Jake, and also with House District 56. And then let me finish up with this question. Do you, again, just trying to be, trying to understand this. Do you say they suffer from Down syndrome? Are they experience Down syndrome when we're talking about children or adults with Down syndrome?
Thanks for asking, Tom. Yeah, you know, Jake is an individual just like everyone else. Having Down syndrome is a part of what he is, and it's, you know, to us, it's just who Jake is.
Yeah.
We don't look at it as suffering. You know, he has challenges, but you know what? You and I have challenges too.
Yes, let's talk about our challenges, Sue. No, thank you for that. Let's introduce Brittany Curl. As I mentioned, she's the founder and CEO of Casey's Dream, came up with this idea at a very young age, age 24. And Sue, why don't you brag on Brittany a little bit?
Oh, thanks, Tom. You know, before the break, I was talking about the challenge with transportation with Jake, because we live outside of town, and it was a problem. And it kind of also morphed into, he's now a young adult. He didn't want to live with mom and dad anymore, and he doesn't want mom and dad carting him around town.
Mm.
I was made aware of this fantastic organization called Casey's Dream that would allow Jake and others with disabilities to live in a structured setting with assistance as needed, but be more independent and have his own life. And I have to say, it's just been a godsend for our family, and we are just, you know, beyond thrilled to have Jake be a part of this incredible living program.
Brittany, are you blushing a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you for being here. Talk about Casey's Dream. Talk about how and why you began this and exactly what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started Casey's Dream back in 2019. My little sister, who is now 24, has Down syndrome. And so basically my whole life, you know, I've wanted to somehow incorporate that into my life. And so basically I came up with this vision that individuals could live more independent in a community-based setting. And so, you know, what does that look like? That's individuals having their own apartment, their own house, townhouse, and then staff there, you know, 24/7 to assist them. So, you know, it's not facility-based. You walk into their house and it's their own house. You know, they have staff there in case, you know, they need assistance with cooking, cleaning, showering, you know, all of those things, but still be able to be independent and live in a community.
How has the program then, I mean, that's really cool, and it's quite quite an endeavor, I suppose. There are 11 residences now?
Yeah, so I have 11 houses that run 24/7 right now. And then we have, you know, individuals where they still live at home, and we have staff that go into their house and work with the individuals. We have individuals that come to our day program only. So I think altogether we have about 53 individuals that are in Casey's Dream.
Wow. Who helped you get this off the ground?
I mean, myself, I have a Joanna, who is the director here, you know, has really made huge impacts on Casey's Dream as well. And just a lot of hard work.
Yes, I can imagine. And Brittany, and so you can follow up and ask any question here too, but we have to talk about the challenge that you faced as you were continuing to establish Casey's Dream, as it was cancer. And my gosh, to be able to continue on to hopefully so far beat cancer and then continue with this Casey's Dream. Congratulations on that. Can you talk about that? Talk about the challenges and what brought you through, and how are you doing now?
Yeah. So I guess, back in, February of last year, I was diagnosed with brain cancer. And so then in March I had to have brain surgery, and lost all abilities on my left side of my body, and then did 3 months of radiation and chemo in Arizona. I said it was challenging. Once again, Joanna, I have to give Joanna a lot of credit. She really held the company together during that time. But I think also I promised families, you know, something, and I wasn't going to give up on that promise just because of a diagnosis.
Sue, why don't you pipe in here, Sue? I mean, this sounds like an amazing story.
Thank you. And Brittany is an amazing person. And I will tell you that her energy and her work ethic is something that we all want to aspire to. You know, you would never know that Brittany has been having this battle, except for the fact that she has the most amazing collection of wigs that I have ever seen.
Thank you. Yeah. So as of now, I just have MRIs every other month. and just check up on that. And I think that'll stay for another probably 6 months. And then hopefully it'll go to every 3 months.
Oh, well, the praying kind should be praying for Brittany Curl. So tell us more about Casey's Dream. So you have 11 residences. I don't suppose that every down child or Down syndrome adult is right for independent living. How do you prepare them to be independent livers?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's, the big part of our program is, having staff there 24/7 to assist them. And, eventually the goal is to be able to not have to have overnight staff or to not have to have staff there all day long. Is that the case? I would say it's pretty rare that we have, individuals that eventually get to that point, although that is the goal. Being very community-based as well. So even during the transition part, even if it's, an individual comes and stays with us throughout the days and gets to know everybody and then eventually just kind of transition into our program 24/7.
Sue, Jake was, as you mentioned, chomping at the bit. Did you have to prepare him, or how did you prepare him to be independent?
Well, I think Jake had his bag packed and he was ready to go the minute he heard that this opportunity was available. One thing I do want to point out is these are not group homes, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake and others like Jake want to be self-sufficient, and we, being society, need to get over the thought that we need to do everything for people with disabilities. Give them the opportunity to shine. Give them the opportunity to grow, just as all of us want to be contributing members of society and have our own jobs and homes and friends and social life. Folks with disabilities want that too. So I really appreciate that Brittany and the folks at Casey's Dream understand that and are incorporating that into their participants' everyday lives.
I want to ask another question here or a couple more questions. And Brittany and Sue, if you would hang on, I got to take a quick break and we'll come on back and save some time for it, because it's one of those questions that I posed to you earlier, Sue, about our society's treatment of disabled people and specifically Down syndrome. I'll pose it after we come on back after a short break. It is from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana.
Growing up on the Crow Reservation, I know the struggles that Native Americans face. Too many children have been traumatized because of their vulnerability. They are often left isolated and alone to deal with these pains. For some of these natives, drugs and alcohol become the way to cope, and others want to completely remove the pain. Suicide has devastated too many families and communities on the reservation. If you know someone who believes there is no other option but suicide, please know there are people who will help. Text MT 741-741. There is help out there.
I want to make sure I give out that website, Casey's Dream. There's no apostrophe in it. There is the official name, but not in the website. The URL is caseysdream.org. For more information, Brittany Curl, founder and CEO of Casey's Dream. Sue Vinton is with us, too. She's a member of the state legislature, House District 56, as a representative, but the mother of Jake, a Down syndrome adult now. And again, thank you guys for being here, and thank you for your advocacy. I wanted to pose the question to you, Brittany, that I kind of talked to Sue about earlier. Now, you grew up with a Down syndrome sister, so through the many years, how have you seen society's treatment? We talk about medical treatment, but how has society treated Down syndrome as now we move toward more inclusion for and understanding that they're not developmentally disabled, they have other abilities?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we're pretty blessed to, grow up in Montana, and we don't really see, a lot of different treatment. I grew up in small town Absarokee, Montana, and I'm very thankful that we did, because, Casey was included in everything that you could possibly be included in.
Yeah.
I think that, as she's gotten older, it's where we've seen more of, the mindset of that individual should still be in a facility-based setting, such as a group home, and not giving them the opportunity to be able to live more independent, community-based lives that they deserve.
So is that something we need to address legislatively, or is it just attitudes that need to change educationally?
You know, I do believe that it's attitudes. And one thing I've noticed with even young adults with Down syndrome and even older, people think that folks with Downs are cute and loving and need to be kind of babied. And they are loving. I mean, Jake's a loving guy most of the time. I know Brittany's probably chuckling. But, you know, we need to look for the capabilities in folks. We need to look at what they can do and not go to, well, they have a disability, so they can't work full time or they can't, you know, live independently. They absolutely, you know, it depends on the person. And Jake has been a hard worker his whole life. I mean, we own a construction company and he's up on the roof helping to roof houses. He's completely capable. Sometimes folks just see the outer appearance and make assumptions. So it's all about education and just getting to know people.
Yeah. Brittany, did you want to follow up on that?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that, you know, we just need to be able to be there to assist them, you know, because they are capable, a lot more capable than what people expect them to be capable of.
So we've talked about the challenges, and Sue, I think we hear it in your voice, and Brittany as well. There are many rewards, but Brittany, can you describe the reward, both for you and your staff, but also for the adults or the children? What's your takeaway when you see when you're helping somebody like this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would say that anytime you're helping anybody, you know, there's rewards that come with it. There's also a lot of challenging times as well. But, you know, just watching them succeed, and even if that's, you know, hey, today I didn't have to tell you to take a shower. You took a shower by yourself. You know, those are big steps that, you know, is exciting for us as a company and for individuals themselves.
Obviously, I think you expect this. Being a mother, there is just a ton of reward. Many challenges, too, but just a ton of reward in and of itself.
Absolutely. And as a mom, you know, I tend to maybe baby all of my children and you know, try to protect them too much. But it's also a fantastic feeling to see them spread their wings and head out. And then, you know, it's a great feeling to see their independence.
So, Brittany, thank you. You got any final thoughts? We got about 30 seconds here.
No, I don't. Just thank you for bringing awareness to this.
Appreciate the work you do. Sue, how about you?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. You know, having Jake, as I said earlier, has been a learning experience and a lifetime of opportunity for all of us.
Yeah, very, very cool. We'll keep up to date, okay? We'll chat, and it's Casey's Dream. If you want to know more, CASEYS and then dream.org for more information. Brittany Curl and Sue Vinton. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Tomorrow is Open Phones. And then, as I mentioned, too, on Friday, we're going to look more at some of these proposals for fairgrounds of two of Montana's largest communities. That's Missoula and hopefully Billings as well. So they're looking at restructuring both Missoula County Fairgrounds and Metro Park here. So that's on the docket for Voices of Montana. It's from Montana for Montana. My thanks to Eric Young, our in-studio engineer. We'll see you tomorrow.